Goodvach. We're at the Siman Kuf Nun Vav Sif Hey. We just finished Sif Hey. Actually, we're up to Sif Vav. This is the breaking point of the Siman. Till now, we were doing all the Yisurim of Asagas Gvul. From here on in, we're going to be talking about the exceptions to rule, and there are many exceptions. And as we go on, you'll see that it's not so easy to ask somebody mitzad Asagas Gvul. But before we continue, let me just make a sikkum of where we're holding till now. There are, so far, what we have on our understanding is there are three different types, three different sugim of Isuri HaSagas Gvul. One is the classic case that the Mechaber brings down, that is somebody who is a Lav Bar Mosa, somebody who's coming from out of the city. Someone coming out of the city cannot come in. We said that's not so poshut because today maybe the whole Americas would be allowed because of the Constitution. But let's say someone's coming out of the country, out of the city, whatever it is, that's one, that's a classic din of Asagas Gvul. The second is of Asagas Gvul is Marufya, which was introduced in the Ramah, which is geboit on the lomdus of Anim Ape B'chararah. Maybe it's worse here because it's Mnosa B'kach, and we said it's going to be a machloikis, so it's also not so easy to stop somebody. It's machloikis, yes, even the man, the mate, as the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, Baal Nefesh should be a machmir, Yoy Shemaim should be a machmir, but still, it's a machloikis, that's a second. The third category was a Piskei Tshuva B'Shem Nechsam Sofer, that he was Mechadish, that there's a new form of Asagas Gvul called Pesach Chiyusa Lagarmi. If you stop somebody, you knock him out of business fully, or the Rav Moshe's interpretation of the Ksam Sofer, if you lower his status in the business that he is in the profession that he's in, that's considered Pesach Chiyusa Lagarmi, and that's also. And again, that's two is a Machloikis, also not Pashut, the many Achreinim who are Mater. So you have one that's Pashut, let's say, that's the classic case, a Lab Bar Mosa, and two which are Machloikis in Marufya and Pesach Chiyusa Lagarmi. Let me just bring out some stories, the stories of Maisim B'Choyoyim, and let's play on this lomdis. Let's say somebody would like to sell furniture, he would like to sell carpet, he would like to sell kitchen cabinetry, whatever it is, and a certain type of kids' clothing, a line of kids' clothing, whatever it is. So what he'll do is he'll make a upmach with the supplier, that he's only willing to carry the supplier's line, this company, Bandodo, he's only willing to carry this line if he has the exclusive. If he doesn't have the exclusive, he's not interested. I'm only willing to sell the kitchen cabinets, holiday custom cabinets, only if I'm the only one in town who's allowed to sell that cabinetry. In other words, if my competition is going to try to ask you, do me a favor, supply holiday cabinets as well, you're not allowed to sell to them because I'm going to have an exclusive on that. And that's the deal I strike with my supplier. Is that going to be mutter or asa? Am I allowed to do that? It's like sort of indirectly, I'm competing, but I'm indirectly getting an up on the guy. I'm not just targeting this buyer and, you know, the best man wins between me and my competition. I'm going already to the source. I'm going to the supplier and stopping the supplier from supplying my competitor.
I mean, he was already supplying him before.
Oh, very good. So like this, if he was already supplying the other guy and he has a relationship going with the other guy, it's Marufi already going with the other guy, he's been doing this a while, so Nechanami, now we're running into a Shaila Marufi. Marufi goes both ways, buyer versus seller, seller versus buyer. So what I'm doing is I'm taking away my competitor's seller. That seller used to always supply to my competitor as well, and I'm going to take him away and not allow him to now provide, to now supply to my competitor. So that will be a Shaila of Marufi. But let's say it's a new line. It wasn't in the city, but you know that if I'm going to get it, the competitors are going to want to get it too. Do I have a right to cut them off at the starting point and cut off the suppliers?
And the seller's point, is a Marufia even if he had multiple people that he sells to? We said on a buyer, that if a buyer buys from a couple of people, then it's not considered Marufia.
Correct, but if he... 100%, but if he's buying this line, I'm asking him that this guy could have a bunch of other supplies too. He doesn't carry only holiday or carry diamond or carry 100 types of kitchens or whatever it is. It's true. But he needs that holiday because holiday is a certain niche in the market. And he's been always getting, it's not like he chose one day to use you and one day he chose to use somebody else. It's not Marufia. Here, whenever he needed a holiday kitchen, he always got got it from Halliday. You always got it from this. Means he needs that line, and it's not the fact that he ordered diamond doesn't replace Halliday. It's an addition to Halliday. He always needs Halliday. So if he does that, so it's a marufi with Halliday. And if I'm going to cut him off, I'm running into a shiloh of marufi. But what happens if, going back to this shiloh, what happens if no? He has not yet sold to my competitor, but I want to nip it in the bud. Do not sell to my competitor. I want to have an exclusive here. Do I have a right to do that? So the answer is yes, I have a right to do that, and it's geboita na marik. Marik says that if even when it's mutter to, let's say, come into the city, or it's mutter to do a sagas gvo, whatever the oifen is, he got rishus from the tsar. Let's say paying taxes, he'll pay taxes to the tzar, whatever, rather than get into the protim. But bekitzer, whenever my competitor has permission to come into the city and compete, I have the right as well to fight back and convince the mayor of the city, the tzar of the city, not to let him compete. Not to let him rishus to come into the city. Let's say you always need a license to be able to open up a store, a medallion taxi. So he's trying to get that license, and I'm going to fight him and try to block him from getting that license. Even though it's a funny type of competition, it doesn't sound like it's an erlucha type, the Marik says, yes, it's mutter, and he brings a raya from a mishnah in peya. If there's a mitziah on the floor, and you're running after the mitziah, I have a right to run after the mitziah as well. I would have an onion mapa b'chararas, Rabbi Natan brings a raya from here, that onion mapa b'chararas is not applicable by hefka, because you can't tell me to go somewhere else. But the lashna mishnah is, ma'virin oisai heimenu, which the Marik interpreted to mean that it's not pshat, I take the chayfitz, I get there first and I snatch it before the other guy. He taichit means I take the guy away from the chayfitz. He's running ahead of me, I grab him by his shirt, I throw him away, and then I get to the chayfitz first. I'm allowed to be mavin oisai, the person, my competitor, heimenu from the chayfitz, and get to the chayfitz first. So Meila zakta Marik hua din, I'm allowed to. He's trying to get into the city, getting permission from the tsar. I have a right to compete in this ugly way and convince the tsar not to let him in. Convince the person who's giving out these medallions not to issue a medallion for him to compete in my taxi business. I have the right to compete that way too. So Mamela, I'll have Koshkin here, I'll have the right to go to the supplier and tell the supplier, I want an exclusive and do not sell to my competitors. It's like I'm pulling the competitor away from the business. It's even better. Sorry? What should be the issa? Normally competition is when it's a erlucha type. You are ata issa b'tel shalcha, v'ani issa b'tel shali, that's a gemara. So you try to compete, and I try to compete, and the best man wins. Whoever the buyer decides to go to, it's fine. Here, what I'm doing is I'm trying to undermine you. Correct.
There's no
one talking about Bechorara. I was going out to Issa Saka's goal. Numal the head of a bar mosa to compete is because Ani Issa B'teg Shaliva, Ato Issa B'teg Shalcha. It's fair ground. We're both competing. We're both trying to target the customer. Whoever wins, wins. Here, I'm doing one step ahead. I'm trying to cap it. I'm not fighting with you on the customer level. I'm fighting with you on the supplier level. The state over here, yeah, that it's mutter to do this too. All right, let me give you another case, inverted case. First case was I was fighting with you with the supplier. What very often happens, unfortunately, is I fight with you on the retailer as well. I'm a supplier and you're a supplier. A retailer approaches me and wants to carry my line of products, whatever it is. I'll make it Coca-Cola. So I say, no problem. I'll sell you Coca-Cola with one condition. You don't carry Pepsi. If you're going to carry Pepsi, I'm not selling you any Coke. But that's, well, all right, whatever. If you're selling a certain type of wine, I'm telling you, you're coming to me, I'm willing to sell you my company's wine, but if you carry my wine, you're not allowed to carry any other company's wine. These type of cases, are you allowed to do that? Snapple, I mean, all these things, you fight for shelf space, it's known in the industry. If I'm going to say, look, but I'm going to make an exclusive with you, if you're carrying my product, you can't carry anyone else's product. Are you allowed to do that? It's a similar thing, but instead of fighting on the supplier's end, I'm fighting you on the retailer's end. I'm forcing you out of the market. And if I do this enough to enough retailers, you're going to be closed down. Because you're not going to have a store, an outlet, to market your goods. Am I allowed to do that? So again, if we're talking about that there was a relationship already, and there was a marufi already, so then, and Hanami, you're running into the shaila of marufi. If till now he was carrying the other product's line, my competitor's line, and now I'm fighting with him, saying, no, from now on you can't, so that's going to be a marufi shaila. But let's say he
doesn't have to sell it. But he has a choice.
Who has a choice?
Sell it. the seller.
The retailer.
No, the seller.
I'm fighting. It's one supplier against another supplier vying for a retailer. So who has the choice?
The case was that the seller tells the retailer.
The supplier tells the retailer, I'm only willing to supply you.
You don't sell anything.
Correct.
But you can't force the supplier to give it to him, even though he.
You can't force the supplier to give it to him. It's true. That's true. Right. I don't have to. I could walk away. But at the other end, I can't make these terms and force the retailer. Well, that's a Shiloh, my roofie. If it's my roofie, I can't force the retailer to give up the other supplier. And I'm going to bring it out more. Let me just even.
He's saying that the retailer has a choice. I don't agree to your terms. I won't carry your product. If I decide to carry your product, I'm not coming.
I know, but the retailer. Let's say the retailer needs to carry my product. Let's say he likes my product better, and if I give him this choice, he's going to be forced not to carry the other supplier's product. So what I did is I cut off a steady buyer from another supplier. So I did my roofing. I cut into Marufia. I was Yerid Lemarufia Chokavera. You have, that supplier had this retailer as an outlet, a steady buyer of his, and I just cut him off with terms. Every time I go to Marufia, the guy always has a choice. I go over again and I say, you know what, till now you've been shopping all your plumbing supplies from Interstate Plumbing. I'm telling you, I'm going to undercut him. I'll sell him whatever he sells you, it's 20% cheaper. Okay? He has a choice. He could still go buy you, but he's coming to buy by me. But that's, I was just Yerid Lemarufia Chokavera.
You're approaching him, you're trying to break into. Over here's Fakir, the retailer went to Coke.
Okay, so that's why I want to bring it out. I want to bring this out very well. The Ma'al by Marufia, the Sma says in Jendashim Pevav, if the Marufia himself comes to me, then it's Mutter. If the Charara, Anirabakara means I can't run after your Charara that you're running after, but if the Charara is running away from you to me, that's fine. So if the Marufia, if the person, your steady customer, decides to leave you and change course and come to me, I have a right to service him and sell to him. It's not a problem with being Yerid Marufia Shukaver, because he's no longer Marufia, he's deciding to come to me. That's normal. That's not going to help you here. Why? Because when the retailer comes to me, he's not coming to me to give up the other supplier and take my supply instead. He was happy with his supplier. He just wants to carry another line. So he wants my line. Till now he's carrying Pepsi Geschmack. Now he wants to say, no, some people have a preference for Coke. I'll carry Coke as well. And then Coke twists his arm. No, it's either everything or nothing. I'm not going to sell to you unless you drop Pepsi. He wasn't coming to me to drop Pepsi. That guy had died to such a thing. So Mamela, the Marufia was never coming to me. You can't say I have the head the Marufia was coming to me. Mamela, if I now say these are the terms, drop Pepsi and I'll sell you Coke. So I'm now cutting off Pepsi's Marufia.
He has a choice. He's going to decide now.
Correct. Every Marufia, I go over to the saying, till now he's always buying all his supplies from you. He has a choice. I'll always sell 20% less than you. The guy has a choice. He could decide to stay by you, idiot, and just pay 20% more. He can come to me, right? He has a choice.
I approached him.
I gave him that attack.
I have that rule for my business.
The Marufia only approached me to carry an additional line. The Marufia didn't approach me. If he would come to me, he'd say, no, my store can only carry one set of soda. And I'm now entertaining, you know what? I'll drop all the Pepsi and I'll take Coke instead. I hear you're right. And the Marufia came to me, it's not a problem. He wasn't doing that. He was coming to me. I want to carry your line as well. That wasn't coming to me to drop Pepsi. Now I'm telling him, you're right. But here are the terms. Draw Pepsi. So I'm cutting it. It's my roof here.
I'm going to buy Pepsi. So that's the same thing. They're adding customers.
People have preference. They want Pepsi instead of Coke, or they want the choice. So Mameli would like to carry more lines. You go into many supermarkets, they do carry both, right? Why? Because some people have preference.
Coke, they're going to buy Pepsi. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't know. I don't have that. I can't really. I mean, maybe you could tell a slightly difference, but I don't have that problem.
He's forced to sell?
Who's forced to sell? No, the supplier is not forced to sell, but he can't create such terms with the retailer if it's forcing the retailer to drop the other supplier. Sorry?
Policy is, I do everything. You want to give me your whole account? Fine.
I'm
not allowed to say that.
But you don't do half, you mean?
I don't do it. I want everything or nothing.
Right, so when you do that, you want everything or nothing. So what are you doing? You're telling the guy that you want him to drop.
Don't call. You don't have to come to me. But if you're going to come to me, I want the whole thing.
You'll have to be very careful of what's going on in the terms of word. Are you trying to now lure that customer away to get his business? It means if you say it in a way you want to get his business and that he should drop the other account, so you just attacked his marufia. If you're doing faket, you should know, no, please stay by the other guy because I don't have the time for having half accounts. Please stay by the other guy. Then if you say it like that, I hear. I don't think you can say it like that. But if you say it like that, yeah, it means you really don't want, and you're saying, I have to do only the whole thing, it's not kedai. And then he'll make a decision a year later. You know what? Maybe he wants to take you for everything. I hear, then it's fine. But that's not usually the case. Usually the case is they go over and they twist arm the guy. Here's the deal.
We have a couple of a little different than marufia, because marufia usually is a one-on-one cheshbon, right? Let's say that the retailer, he gets stuff from a couple of people. So medina marufia, we say that's not marufia, right? If he buys the items from a couple
if he
of companies,
sometimes buys the same item same from item different from people, he changes his mind. So right? No one person is set, correct?
If this supplier comes and says, you have to buy my exclusive, you can't buy from anybody else. So there you're going to tell me it is going to be mutter? If Balti, he has no marufi on the others? The marshal.
If let's say one product with the exact same product, sometimes he buys by Ruvain, sometimes he buys by Shimon, the exact same product, so no one person has a steady customer, I can come in and now say, from now on, either you buy by me, you don't buy money. Correct. That you're allowed to do.
You're allowed to do that.
Correct.
Even though you're knocking out all of them at his up.
But no one was a marufia.
You say he has a choice then. So there we do say he has a choice.
That, correct. But if he's a marufia, he's been always buying that. And now I'm saying, look, carry my line. And I'm only going to allow you to carry my line if you drop that line. So I'm forcing you to drop that other line. I'm targeting you. I'm trying to get you to drop that other line. I'm targeting someone else's marufia.
Let's take that step one step further. The supplier to the ultimate supplier of the other item. Is that going to be considered a marufia?
What's the case?
Let's say a guy gets a particular item from a couple of different suppliers, but they ultimately come to one guy.
What, from one manufacturer?
One manufacturer.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a problem.
Right.
Because we're not dealing with
seller
that.
But from seller to seller it is. They can come to a time and he says, I have an outlet here that I know my stuff gets distributed.
You can still get distributed to those set. The manufacturer still has his suppliers. The supplier just lost their retailer, but the supplier's never had this retailer. I don't think it's a problem. I would have to think if I don't.
You just got to be able to accomplish the objective by saying, listen, you know what? I'll supply you on condition of limited. I get 1% ownership and 51% decision regarding acquiring this type of product. Therefore, he's not any more an outsider. He's an owner of.
Yeah, all right.
And
we'll have to talk about these structures. You know, if they're creative structures and they're just harama, you know, that doesn't work. It doesn't not going to help you. Gosh, Baruch Hu sees through this. All right. Now, if I do this, sorry.
If in the industry they know that Coke never sells except to where they have exclusive.
I have no problem. Then I have no problem. So if the guy is coming, so then it's yes. And it's like the person coming, like you mentioned, this person coming saying, I'm willing to drop Pepsi now if Coke is better terms. I have no problem. So then the marufia is coming. Now if I do this, let me take this to the next step. If I do this to enough retailers, what I'm end up going to be doing is being Pesach Yusa Lagamri. If I'm very successful in doing this, if I have a, let's say, wines, and they want my wines, and I'll do this enough, and that other company is not strong enough to fight back, I'll end up cutting that guy out of the wine business. Because basically every single wine store will have to carry my wines. And I'm making a deal with every single one. It's either mine, everything, or nothing. So Mamela, who dropped every other company's wine, and at the end of the day, I'm going to be Pesach Yusa Lagamri of the other suppliers, the other manufacturers. So if you do that, then you're running into the next Shaila too, the Ksam Tzoyfa, because that's already Pesach Yusa Lagamri. Now again, each one is a Shaila. There is a Tivrei Chaim that had a case that a person was selling Tzemer, to Umnim, I guess a manufacturer to make clothing, and he made a deal. And there were a lot of competitors in selling this wool, and two wool suppliers made a deal with all the Umnim in the city that they could only buy by them. They made an exclusive, and they put in a contract, like for a 5-year contract, with a humongous penalty if they break this contract. So basically, they were stuck, and overnight, every other competitor, all the other suppliers at the time went out of business because they had no one to supply their wool to. So the Divrei Chaim Grada was moderate because the Divrei Chaim holds that basically Yusa Lagamri is mutter, not like the Ksam Tzoyfa. At the end of the day, you're going to run into that machlokes of basically Yusa Lagamri b'chai gavna. This type of, you know, tactic, we'll call it, it comes sometimes in handy. I'll give you a marshal. We once, many years ago, I asked Rav Nissen Krelitz the following. There were certain rabbanim in town who had issues with people coming in from outside the city and selling and competing. And even though, like we said, coming outside the city from New York might not be a nisa of La Bar Mosa, and then to boot, they had shutfim in the city, so you already have the Nakhle Shivan and Marshak to make it mota. So at the end of the day, the Rabbanim's hands were a little tied what to do. They very much wanted to answer. Lakewood was just starting out, and they were trying to prevent these sales coming in. But Li'id Gisa in Halacha was very, very shvach to answer. So it's from Nissen what to do. So Nissen said, you can do the following. What you do is you make up with, at that point it was only really BP graphics, make up with BP graphics that they shouldn't carry the competitors' ads. Mamela, no one in the city will know that there's a sale going on in the capital. No one will ever know. So Mamela, that's how you could do it. So he said, that's fine. This type of lumbus, it's fine. You're allowed to compete that way, and especially if you think it's a tzarich of the city, so faket, maybe you should be doing that. Make up with all the advertisers in the city not to advertise the competitor's deal. And he said, that's fine. So
what about this, the constitution? I don't know if that's allowed. That's dinim achusas. It's going against free trade. I don't know, it's some law.
I'm not familiar with it. I'm not familiar with it, but if there's such a thing, you now have an exclusive?
Free commerce.
You now have an exclusive? You can have an exclusive. You can't have an exclusive. Right? You're advertising, right? You only carry one of each firm. You have allowed two kitchen cabinets on this ad vision. Two competing customers. Yeah, you do?
I can sign not to.
Okay. Okay. So I'm saying, but you have the ability. Right. So I'm saying, it sounds like he doesn't feel it's illegal. So apparently, I'll have an exclusive. You'll only advertise me and none of my competitors, and that's it. All right, fine. Next, let me just throw one more possible perspective of anissa, which is not brought down in the Shulchan Aruch or in the Yisei Kalim. It's not on the page. It's off the page. And that is that the Gemara wants to know, how am I allowed to compete with you? We're on fair ground. We're doing it. The Gemara says, "How you allowed to be mechalek klois ve'goizim? You're luring banks, give out lollipops, bakeries, give out. I don't know, whatever it is, donuts, whatever they give out. So how you allowed to do that? Are you luring customers?" So Gemara says, "No problem. I play em goizi, but I play kshiski. You give out the chveis nuts, and I'll give out plums. Not quite sure what exactly the taich is, but you figure out another way to give a sale item to lure customers. So it's fine. We're all on equal territory." So many achrenim are medayik in the Gemara, it's a yisoid, it's a major yisoid, many achrenim are medayik in the Gemara, that this type of competition is only mutter if I could fight back. I'd play gem goizim, I know play gshiski. If I could fight back, then we're mutter. If you did something, a sale, so I'll do another type of a sale, and it's also mutter. We're all on fair ground. What happens if I don't have the ability to create such a sale? I don't have the ability to fight back. So some of the achrenim are medayik in the Gemara, Mishnah Zer Belazer, Shut Birchas Ritzayim, Memtes, and many achrenim are medayik in the Gemara, then it will be awesome. It comes out of a major blitz. It should come out then. Like, I'll give you a mashal, where we said it many years ago. At that time, there was a lawsuit going on. It's already over, but at that time, Windows was carrying an internet browser, and they were fighting with, I believe it was Netscape. Right. So Netscape was saying, you're killing us, you're squashing us, because we don't have the operating system. You're putting it attached to your operating system. And Mamelo, what are you going to tell me? Okay, so I should, there's no way I can compete. I'm going to be gone. Now they're doing it with MP3. They're squashing one company after the next. There's no way for me to compete, because you have an operating system that I don't have. Mamelo, overnight, you're on 95% of the computers in America. So there's no way for me to compete. So we wanted to tell you that even though normal, it's fair competition, and let's say you don't have any of the other Isurim, but this Issa you'll have this Issa. I mean, maybe Pesach Yisrael Gamri too, but you'll have this Issa that I don't have the ability to compete. You have something up on me that I don't have. Let's say you have an uncle who's in the chain store business, I don't know, and now you're going to open up another store here, so Mamela, you're able to capitalize on the volume of purchase that he has, so you'll be able to buy it from the wholesalers for so much less than any of your competition. You could easily sell it at more of a profit than any of your competition, still come out cheaper.
You own shares of Walmart.
Sorry?
Are you allowed to own any shares of Walmart?
Why? What's wrong with you?
No, I'm just saying.
Right, so I'm saying, so if you do such a thing, right, so what they end up doing is they're competing in a way that the competitors cannot compete. Are you allowed to do that? So for the Lashon and the Gemara, if they're right on this dig, I know Plagim Goizva, Plagim Chisky, but if you can't compete, it should come out that it's also. So the interesting thing is that every Achron who's Medayik in this Gemara plugs it into the Avi Yosef. We had an Avi Yosef before, way back, and the Piskei Tshuva brought down that if I have a store in my Mavoi, and it's, let's say, if it's halfway into the Mavoi, a dead-end street, and you're going to open up a competing store at the entrance of the Mavoi, basically I'm going to be put out of business, because there's no way for a customer to shop by me without first passing your store. So you have an advantage. Memela, it's going to be Yosef. That's Avi Yosef Shita, and many Achronim argue and say, no, it's Mutter, we don't pass in like the Avi Yosef. So they all plug in this dik into the Ava. Oh, so it's a riot to the Avi Yosef. So it should come out the Lidan that we don't hold to the Avi Yosef. It should come out that even if I have a competitive advantage over you and you cannot compete, it should be Mutter, because they're saying this din is a riot to the Avi Yosef. Without them, I would have said that no, I could argue with the Avi Yosef and still have this din. Bishlam, in the Avi Yosef's case, who asked you to stay inside the Mavi? Pick yourself up and move your store as well to the entrance of the Mavi. Get on the outside of the Mavi, get to the next Mavi. Do something. Forget, even Lekatchila, you could have parked your store right here. You didn't have to park your store well into the Mavi. So we always were on fair grounds. I cop this one, so you'll cop me tomorrow, I'll cop you the next day. We'll keep on fighting back. So there's a way to fight back. So then there's a Machlekes, and we pass not like the Avi Yosef. But if there's a situation that I cannot fight back, then Kenzai and Kulema would hold its awesome. But Ada Yoim, I haven't found any Achron who made this dig and says it's even not like the Avi Yosef. So I don't know what to do, but it's just food for thought that there might be another way, another fourth type of category that's also Tzasagas Kron.
So wouldn't that have to do with the advertisement also? If you cut off advertisement, then you have an unfair advantage.
So he can go over to the BP Graphics and convince BP Graphics that Faket, he should only carry his ads and cut me out. Right? Everyone has a price. He'll figure out how to do that. So, isn't it? I have the Rabbanim on my side to convince BB Graphics, so he should get enough Rabbanim mobilized to convince BB Graphics to do Faker. So it's a fair game, right? Well, I'm talking about something that is an advantage that push I cannot compete with. I don't have a operating system. We can tell me, create an operating system and market it. By the time I market its operating system, my Netscape will be in history's bin. I mean, which it was. I'm saying it's gone. So there's no way for me to compete. So b'chai gan, it might be also like this deal. Right, well, what they do. Walmart does other things that I'd rather not talk about now. All right. Correct. Why? Because also you undercut the price. Big deal.
Right.
That's fine, because it's tight. Because it's something that you could compete. I giving out a sale item or a discount, you do the same.
Okay, so therefore, we have to assume that ultimately I can also get a concession from my supplier that will lower the price. That was the spur there.
So. Correct. That's why Tovah LaBracha, because eventually all the supplies will lower as well.
Then loss leader should be also.
Why?
Well,
they're taking one price. What's the case?
They're taking a loss on it.
They're saying diapers are. So you could do the same. You're going to make up on volume, sharp, right? They'll sell diapers for a loss.
Yeah,
so you do the same. Sell it for a loss and you'll get everything else in the store as well.
Why is to take a loss considered that it's shy? I'm
not so sure, because why are they doing it? They're doing it because they know when you go into ShopRite, you're not just buying diapers, you're buying 100 items. So you do the same. If you have the same type of a store, do the same. Give a sale on diapers, and immediately you'll get customers to into your store to buy 100 items. Sorry?
And if I'm only a diaper store.
If you're only a diaper store, correct. If you're only a diaper store, then we'll have a problem. Correct. Then it's something that you cannot compete. We cannot expect you to sell something at a loss. Correct. 100%. And you'll have this, so you can't compete. You might have Pesachius to Legarmi as well, if that continues for a long time. You're right, 100%, in economy. All right, fine. So this is the break.
Can you sell other stuff besides the diapers? Like, you can't go into another line?
He's changing businesses.
He's saying you can't sell diapers at a loss because he can't make it up.
Right, so you ask him to move out of the business. Let's say he's talking about, unusual, but he's saying that the store is only to sell diapers. So he's only selling diapers. Now you're asking him to change industries. So you're basically giving...
What happens if everyone who buys diapers also buys baby wipes? But until now he hasn't sold baby wipes. So you're not really asking him to change industries, it's the exact same consumer.
But he has never carried baby wipes.
Okay.
So I don't know. I don't know. He might be creating the industries, taking it a little further. That's only diapers. I don't know.
If I have a cheaper place to buy printing, I haven't told my competitors where I get it from.
They can do the same thing. They could also find. Let them find. Without you knowing, by the way, they also have a cheaper price that you don't know about. It's fine. That's the way nature of the business. That's fine. You both, it's a free market. Let them do more research and they'll find it. That's fine. Okay, fine. Right now, like I...
Monopoly?
Sorry?
Well, a monopoly in halacha. Is there such a concept of an anti-monopoly, I should say, not having a monopoly?
What, to a cartel together with other stores?
A monopoly means, like, you know, in America we have a monopoly. No, we can't have a monopoly. You can't have a guy who has all the business. Period.
Well, if a guy created something, he has a right to be monopolized. He has a right to do that. If he could create a patent on something, so he has a right to sell that for 19 years, whatever it is, and be the only one. But you're now allowed to do it behind the scenes. The airline industry is now allowed to get together when they should raise prices and lower prices. For some reason, every time a new airline, you know, a new company comes up, all of a sudden, across the board, you can check it out the next time, everyone lowers their prices. Why? Because they figure they'll nip it in the bud and kill this new guy, and this new guy will be off the block. And the chulil, they're not doing monopoly. Everyone just thought of the idea by themselves exactly how much they got. But that is illegal. That's because it's...
That's collusion. It's not monopoly. Monopoly means...
Standard Oil.
AT&T.
AT&T.
AT&T, right?
Right.
They had the bulk of the market in long distance.
Good.
Right. I'm saying what's
good. So now they were busted into little baby bells, right?
Why?
Because they had a monopoly. They controlled such a strong percentage of the market that other people couldn't compete against.
They choked everybody else.
Oh, yeah. So okay, but that was because they didn't have a patent and they
needed to use that line. They,
right. Okay. So that I don't know in halakha. I could tell you in halakha collusion or cartel in halakha, which is also a shaila, comes up. Are you allowed to get together with other stores and control the market and do these things? The only raya I have on this Indian is a carbon ha'eda. He learns a pshat in Yishami in the beginning of Ayman Kedushin Paragimel, the halakha aleph. He learns the pshat. Pnei Moshe argues, but he taich up the pshat. Masri Yochesed. He has a taich over there that's talking about that you made a monopoly. You got a cartel together, and he holds it also. So yes, a carbon aid is Yishami holds that you now have a cartel. You now have a collusion.
All the stores going to Sakhan when the sale is going to be, and not before.
For what?
All the stores might decide. They're going to give out a letter to say when the sale is going to start. December 26th. The summer sale is going to start July 1st.
Good.
Isn't that a cartel?
Are you controlling the market to a degree? Okay, you have to know.
Badatz will have to tell somebody, sorry, you can't sell coke.
Badatz is not telling, Badatz holds that I cannot give, Badatz says I cannot give hashgacha on this establishment unless every product carries my hashgacha.
No.
So that's why, and Coke doesn't have that Coke. And in fact, I'll be honest, but that even goes a step further. But that doesn't give, it's the only Hashkoka organization that I know of, Maria Bishen could correct me, that I know of, that will not give a Hashkoka on any product unless every ingredient in that product also has their Hashkoka. I once called up the Badatz, this is going back 20 years, when I was in Eretz Yisrael, and I called up the Badatz, how come they don't carry a certain cereal? So he said the reason why is because that cereal has brown sugar, and there's only one Jewish brown sugar company and has the Bell's Hashkaka, and it's not the Hashkaka, so in Mimele they cannot give Hashkaka on that cereal because they don't have Hashkaka on every ingredient. I don't know, maybe they have Hashkaka on all the ingredients of Pepsi. I don't know. That was then, that's what they tell me. And, or they made, maybe they went special, sent special mashgichim to those plants to make sure that the hashgacha is legit on those ingredients.
Are they allowed to charge such a premium? Is there any...
What, hashgacha? You pay for it, but that's hashgacha. It's a different hashgacha. I mean, depending who you ask, but all right, fine.
The premium is not related to... If the premium is strictly related to their enforcement of the brand as opposed to...
All right, fine. Let's move on. Good. Sivav.
Can manufacturers say don't sell my wine for less than $100? Sometimes they do it. They don't want to touch.
Yeah, they do it very often. Is in halacha, is there any problem with that? Not that I know of. Not that I know of. That's what they want their product. You don't have you're giving a choice. If you don't want to keep these terms, then don't buy my product. Don't carry my product. All right, let's move on. Sivav. Here starts a bunch of heterim. First heta, roichlim amakzirim bayoris. Ein b'nei amedini yecholim la'akvon. If you have roichlim are traveling, the peddlers, they don't sit at any specific place. They go from town to town. They're allowed to do that, and you're now allowed to stop them. Why? She takonis Ezri, it's a special takona. She you mechazun kedei she you abisamim mitzuyin levenois Israel. It's a special takona that the need that benois Israel shall have tachshitim and besamim perfumes was so strong, was so important that the takona overrode this issa of asagas gvon. Hagav v'lechein nirali dafka moichri besamim v'chiyai gavna. Aval b'shar dvarim or other things ain chilek bein reichel acher. There's no chilek between a reichel acher. A peddler who's peddling wares and goods or Tupperware stuff. No, that doesn't have a heta. The heta is bedafka only for besamim because it's special takana tzezra. Aval even with the takana, aval ainim kovim makim v'yeshrim boy. They have no right to park themselves in the city. Okay, and open up a branch, open up a store, an outlet. Elam idas b'nei ir. They have to have permission from the b'nei ir. It's only a permission for them to go around the city and peddling their wares. V'im tamud kachem hu. However, if this reichel who's selling besamim happens to be a tamud kachem as well, then kaveh b'chom makim sheyirtzah. Then he has a right to park himself wherever he wants. And the Torah, the Rishonim say, is because since a tamud kachem is torah begirsa. He's constantly learning, and certainly if he'll have a store there, it'll be easier for him to make panosas. He'll be able to learn even more. So, and it's not customary. It's not customary for him to go around peddling. So he's allowed to be kaveh as well. He's allowed to open up a store. What gives him a right to come into the city is the takanas ezra. And a tamud chacham to come into the city needs a store because otherwise he's going to have a bittul Torah. So memela as that takanas ezra for his besamim, he has a right to come into the city and even open up a store. But everyone else only has a right to come into the city to peddle, but not open up a store. And the lashon of the mechaba b'chol makom sheyirtzah implies, I didn't see this anywhere, but it implies that even ba'isim mavi, even if there's a perfume store in this mavi, which we had before, that even when a lav ben yir is allowed to come into the city, let's say he's paying taxes, the Ramah holds it's also to come into the mavi. Here, the Ramah doesn't argue. It sounds like he's masking b'chol makom sheyirtzah. You're allowed to come even into the same mavi. Now the Ramah continues on another heta.
Ezra's Tekana was
in Eretz
Yisrael, right?
Many of the Tekans. I don't know about this one. You think this one is also only in Eretz Yisrael? I know. Today, it's really not Negev, because we don't have this type of thing anyway.
You have people with the guy who, if they have Zumbum, he's come with
Swarm,
the station wagon. People,
okay, so Swarm. So right now, we're talking about Besamim. How do you know Swarm? Okay, maybe with the Ramah. Zog the Ramah, V'hua din melamdei tinoikis dinun kitam uchakam. So too, melamdei tinoikis are allowed to come in out of this city and park themselves in the city, even in the same movie. We had before that a melamdei tinoikis is allowed to come into the same movie and compete. But with the chiddush is, even though he's a lav ben yir, so normally he has no right to come into the city, but yes, melamdei tinoikis are allowed to come into the city and park themselves even in the same movie. Dinin k'tamu chacham, and the goyin in Lamed Bey says, which tamu chacham? Ratulam etamu chacham reichel. Tamu chacham really has no right to do this, right? We had in the Ramah and Sif, hey, there's no heter for tamu chacham to stamp on this issa v'asagas gvol. He's not above the law unless b'nei yir tzrichim le'tarasai. But a melamed tenekes teaching Torah is dinin k'tamu chacham. They have the din of tamu chacham like a reichel tamu chacham has a right to park himself. So melamed tenekes has a right to park himself as well. Now that's pashat is.
Doesn't mean that it's b'sam.
No. Pashas, it means that he's teaching Torah.
He means Melamed Tanoikis. If he's a Melamed Tanoikis in the city, he's allowed to sell Besamim also because we need him in the city.
We need him in the city? Well, every Besamim we need in the city.
He needs to supplement his income by being.
That's not the Poshet Pshat. The Poshet Pshat is because it's good. The Raya is the Marshal. Where is he coming from? It's a Machlokes guy, actually. Had a Taisha Gemara of Melamdei Tinoikis. And we hold that, yeah, Melamdei Tinoikis means even coming outside the city. But the Gemara is talking about where he's teaching Torah, not that he's selling Besamim. For selling besamim, you have takanas ezra. But rather, let me say even more than you. Well, let me just rewrite some makshava. From here, I would tell you it's only that he's allowed to teach Torah because of takanas ezra. He's supposed to have Torah in every city, and it's a gevalda gazak. He's allowed to come into the city and even park himself. However, if you recall, going back to Sifei, when the Ramah over there said that a Talmud Chacham, even though he's not above the law, but if it's b'nei yir trikum l'terasa einam yuchaylan limchas b'yaday, and then he's even allowed to compete in selling shoes and diapers and whatever it is, he's allowed to compete in business because when they had taken the terasai, the goyin over there says in Sifkat and Chafei, Kamashikasa b'mikra dadiki, Yomoyda Ravuna, or Kamashikasa b'sivva ba'aga, our Ramah, Vuadim alam deitonekis, Vayin Sif Gimel, that called the Rei Mitzah. So what you see in the goyin, he understood that the Ramah is saying that these alam deitonekis are allowed to compete in everything. Not even just Bazaman, like you said. They're allowed to compete in everything. It's a tzayik for the city to have Mlamdei Tanaikis. And Mimele, if Mlamdei Tanaikis wants to compete in real estate, and wants to compete in plumbing, and wants to compete in printing, and wants to compete in paper goods, in meats, whatever it is, he's allowed to compete because it's a tzayik for the city to have Mlamdei Tanaikis. It's a major heta. What is it? If Bnei Yitzchak Litarasa, if that's going to do it. If that's going to do, if that hour is precious, then maybe in economy, 1 hour will do it too. Whatever is considered a malami tenekes. Again, it shouldn't be haram. But whatever is considered a tzarek for the city, that gives him a right to compete, even with everything else as well. A major chiddush.
Now, would that be great if you put that on CDs? Then you're really safe.
If what? Sorry?
You can go national if you do it with CDs.
Yeah, okay, yeah, no.
To sell spices.
No.
It's.
Yeah, but which Tamil Chokum? Is that the Goyin? We're not talking about regular Tamil Chokum, is also. It means Ketamil Chokum, who's a Reichel. The Malam Tanekis is not a Reichel. The Malam Tanekis is not Tzal. It's just, he has a right to do it like a Tamil Chokum is a Reichel.
What's he doing over here?
Because the same reason. Sort of, it's the same idea. It's a minion lineage, just like a Talmud Chacham giving a special right to be kaveh b'chol makom sheyetzo for his Torah. So too a Malamed Tanaikis, because of the Torah of the city, we have a right that he has a right to be kaveh b'chol makom sheyetzo, and you can't be ma'akev because it's a Torah of the city. Minion lineage, just like a Talmud Chacham has a right when he's selling b'samim, a Malamed Tanaikis has a right all the time because we need, just like there we need to do b'samim, here we need the Malamed Tanaikis' Torah that gives him a right to do whatever he wants. And in the Kanami, Loiter Amor and Sifhei, if Bnei Yatrikim Litarasa the Talmud Chacham, then the Talmud Chacham is allowed to do whatever he wants also. He can come in, compete in all the industries, Abiza Talmud Chacham, Bnei Yatrikim Litarasa. Mlam Tanaka is Dafka Tanaka. What age is Tanaka? Okay, the Python discussed Pashas. Pashas means any, even a Masifta Bach. It doesn't, it's not limited to a 6 year old. All right, fine. Good.
What's the
Talmud Chacham
exactly?
What's the Talmud? You mean going back to here? But yeah, okay. So that's in your idea. It's not so posh. It's hard to achieve a Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham means somebody who's Terasa Yimdosai, Terasa Keva, or Malachta Yeroi, and he only works to make ends meet, and only till he makes the ends meet. Means that Talmud Chacham, who already has $1,000 in the bank account, closes his door and sits and learns till he's at zero. When he's at zero, then he starts again making banoza and provides himself for the next few days, then closes
so
the store.
Because he's no threat?
Maybe he's not so good. Maybe he's not so good, so it takes him a little longer to make those $1,000. But the idea is that his mamish, his focus is only on Torah, and his parnas is only a means pasha to live. That's all he's doing it. Anyone is doing it to save already, that's already Ois Talmud Chacham. That's, you need a very big darga of amunah. You have to have the kapishon of Tzareba. Someone has that amunah. Yeah, we close and we open and close and open. If you like that, then yes, then you're a Talmud Chacham. All right. Fine. So really these are two heterim. One heter is besamim, and the second heter is melamdi tanaikis, is sky's the limit. You let her do whatever you want. All right. Let's move on to Sif Zayin. We're going to get some more heterim here. Hasoichrim shemeviim schirasim limkar b'teich hayoris. People are bringing in goods into the city. Bnei ha'ir ma'akvin aleim, the people in the city are allowed to stop them. Milimkar yad al yad, they're now allowed to sell. Yad al yad means, you know, customer, not in bulk. They're selling retail, you know, they're allowed to stop them. Kederach hanvonim, if they're trying to sell kederach hanvonim, you're allowed to stop them. Meduyik in the mechaber, that this issa to come from outside the city is only if you sell retail. But if somebody wants to come in the city to be a supplier, that's going to be mutted. Only Milimka Yad al Yad. And really, this is a Rosh in the Torah. The Rosh says, Avamamoichrim bebasach, as they sell in bulk at a large volume, Ein Yichoylin la'akev, the Bnei Yir, now let us stop them. What's the reason? Why Bedafka only Yad al Yad? So the Beis Esif says over here, Asvara, because if not, if you're going to be able to stop them, Nimsa Masa Umatan Shal Oilam Batel. That's how the Beis Esif says here in Chelek Gimel. Masa Umat, if you're going to be able to stop even the suppliers, then you can just close down Masa Umat, and commerce will be terribly adversely affected by that. And the Mela, we have to allow this to come to happen. We have to allow suppliers to come in. What's the svar? What does he mean that Masa Umat will be affected? So the Paiskam HaMashma like this, and not everyone understands it like this, but the earlier Paiskam HaMashma like this, that every product has a source. Let's say New Jersey is good for, I don't know what, but grass, yeah, for taxes, yeah, for tomatoes, right? You go to Idaho, Idaho is good for potatoes. So you're going to say that the guy who's selling potatoes cannot come into New Jersey. Why? Because you can't supply, and you're coming from outside the city. So basically, that product will be deprived from all New Jersey residents. So, and well, there's one guy who has a farm in upstate New Jersey, who says that he sells, he makes potatoes too, and he's going to stop. You're crazy. It's not enough to go around. So when you have things like that that are produced all over the world, every item has a different source, has a different makom. You can't do that. Cars. No car can enter New Jersey because cars are either from Michigan or from Japan. So no cars can enter New Jersey. It's crazy. Why? Because there's one guy who makes homemade cars in... It doesn't make any sense. So therefore, mitchila, when they were convey this takana, they didn't stop people from supplying products, because at the supplier's level, the manufacturer's level, at that level, we're going to always bring in new products that don't exist. So if you're going to stop that, then basically you're just closing down Masa Matan. It's going to, can you imagine what will happen in the industry? You will be able only to have those products that are made locally in New Jersey. It's finished. So Mamela, they allowed this to happen. They only stopped Merchan Yad Oyad, but they didn't stop supplies from happening. It's much like that in the base Dovid as well. That's the understanding. And it really goes, they're going to say that it might even go both ways, selling and buying, but okay. But at least at the selling end, you're only allowed to stop retails, but you're now allowed to stop suppliers. And once you're now allowed to stop them, the Tshuvas Torah Chaim and Chela Gimel Kuf Aleph says that you're now allowed to stop them from coming into the Mavi as well, which is a chiddush, because I would say, okay, for that, just okay, let them come into the city, but what gives them the right to come into the Mavi? No, once they allow suppliers to come, the suppliers are allowed to do whatever they want, they're even allowed to come into my Mavi, my very Mavi, they're allowed to, I'm selling this product, they're allowed to come in and compete with me and sell even to my competitors in my Mavi, that's fine. Now, if you look... So if you look in the Piskei Tshuva Sif Cotton Test, it's on the page before. Over there on the bottom, two lines from the bottom, he says, "Because of oy, the Knesset Agdeila Bois Chavches, Yesh Misha Soivim." Someone suggested, "The Hadim Merchin Bevazakas Einan Yichodin La'akev Haynu Davka Kishu Bnei Yair Merchin Shaloi Bevazakas." If everyone in the city are retailers, so then the retailers can't stop certain supplies that are coming from outside the city. Avam Gam Bnei Yair Merchin Bevazakas. But if there are people, residents of the city, who also suppliers, then Yichodin La'akev, then they could stop. Even on the supplying level, they can stop people from coming into the city. Avol Maram Mitalun Mishpatei Shmuel Kosvu Deloy Shneh. And they say, and the reason is because if you go Zil Basa time, what the time is that on the supplying level, you never know where each product is coming from, and it's a mile to have a volume of that product brought into the city. So if you're going to allow you to stop, even if there's already such a supplier here, if you're going to allow them to stop other suppliers from bringing those type of goods into the city, it's going to adversely affect commerce of the city. So Mamela, they didn't make the takona. So the way we paskin, so Yad O Yad, you could stop, but on the supplying level, you can't stop, even if the other suppliers in the city. Means in Michigan that there are Ford or whatever it is, the car dealers in Michigan, the car manufacturers, they cannot stop Japanese cars from being imported into Michigan. Even though it's they're supplying it as well.
Makes no difference at that point.
That's saying Mavi.
Bulk location makes very little difference.
Lechayra. Right. Correct. That's why the Torah Chaim says that even into the Mavi, it's Mutah. Even though if you're going to say that time is just to get into the city, so get into the city, just don't get into my Mavi. No, but yeah, you're right. It's across the board. Once you're allowed to get in, you're allowed to get in. So there's a major heta. So kumtois, this whole din of Hasagas Gvul from Malav Benir, this type of Sfara, is only retailer to retailer, but supplier to supplier, you're not going to have it.
This is what you said now. Again, we're talking your heta on the Raisa. Hasagas Gvul on the Raisa.
I'm not so much Hasagas Gvul on the Raisa, but yeah. I'm not so sure, yeah? But let's say, it's a takona. So either if it was a deraisa, made a takona fakir. But Bashi is probably not a deraisa, probably it was only started off as a takona, and they never made the takona because I got no on the supplying level.
Be careful of Marufya, because
Marufya, 100%. Good point. Correct, good point. Avada does not have for Marufya. This whole het is in the Mechab is Issa. Mechab only had one Issa, which was Alav Benir. On Alav Benir level, he's saying that's only by retailers, not by supplies. If you have other things, Pesach Yusuf Lagamri, or Marufya, or any other type of the Yisurim, and Echanami, that would be also, even if it's on the supplying level, correct.
So
Someone establishes a store like a co-op scenario, is all this stuff eliminated?
All the?
All these halachas eliminated because each person is a shareholder?
I'm not following. What's the case?
Basically, we have a Costco.
Right.
And they divide up, they say 10% of the store they're going to make into 30 million shares.
Good.
Every customer pays $500, now they own 130 million of a share.
Good. That's how it works? That's how it works?
I don't know if Costco works that way. I'm just saying theoretically,
good.
You could take the concept of co-op.
And what would that do? So then you'll always have people from the B'nai
Yir. The person now is an owner.
Right.
You can't tell me, if I'm an outside independent, so there are rules that govern that. But if I'm an owner, I can decide how I want to...
I mean, why don't you say stam? If I'm an owner, so I'm a benir, so I have a letter bringing the city also. Okay, but that we said the Nakla Shivan of Marashak from this and told me it has to be something reasonable. You can't make a benefit to benir.
The same question. All the other problems is their problem. There's nobody competing against it. It's everybody decided to go somewhere else.
Okay, well, we're going to see Belina this shortly, maybe not this week, but Piskachuva, that's not so easy to decide to go somewhere else either. Okay, let's hold on. Let's see if we get to it tonight. Fine. So this is a major heta. On a supplying level, there's no din of La Benir. Another heta. V'im makru b'yoyim ha'shuk b'vad, if they only sell it on the days of a fair, ein moinim ma'isam. For a regular person, retail, if he's coming into the city only when there's a fair, you cannot stop him. And the Svar is, the Gemara says, because there are so many people coming into the city on the fair as well, so all those people are also Lab B'nai Yir. All those buyers are also Lab B'nai Yir. So the sellers of Lab B'nai Yir are allowed to come in too, to compete. Now the Shaila, the major Shaila is, these sellers that are allowed to come in on a Yom HaShuk, are they allowed to sell only to the buyers who are Lab B'nai Yir? Or once they're allowed to sell, they're allowed to sell even to the buyers who are already a B'nai Yir? Is this like a heta, once you're in there, you're in there? Because the bulk, the majority of buyers in the fair are coming from outside the city? Or no, it's only a heta for those people. So if you look in the Sman, Sivkot and Chaf, the Sman says, to be Yom HaShuk, by the hand, to be Yom HaShuk, mutal and limko b'shuk, afilu l'B'nai Yir, to l'chuku b'zeh. Once they have the heta that they're allowed to sell, b'yoyim ha'shuk, that gives them a heta that they're allowed to sell no matter what. It's not a problem. They're allowed to sell even to b'nei Yir. Uvavad, which is I should go back to Makaba. Makaba says v'hushim k'b'shuk. They're only allowed to sell in the shuk, by the place of the fear. Aval yakzur al apsachim afilu b'yoyim ha'shuk. But they're now allowed to go around the city trying to sell their wares. Uvavad zok to back to the smash liyadu apesik beisim. Good. So the smash chiddush is that this heta allows them even to sell to b'nei Yir. Once it's a yoyim ha'shuk and the majority of buyers are la b'nei Yir, that gives them a heta even to sell to b'nei Yir. I, the Ramah later on, which we're not going to get to tonight, holds that by Havois, if you're going to try to do this by Havois, it doesn't give you a right to lend to La B'nai Yir, but the Yom HaShuk, you're only allowed to lend to people. So it doesn't give you a right to lend to people of B'nai Yir, it only gives you a right to lend to La B'nai Yir. So why is the Sman saying that when it comes to commerce, to selling, you're allowed to sell even to B'nai Yir? So he wants to make a chilek. He said, V'davka ba'avah hu da'as v'la'avus ha'fila ala shuk l'B'nai Yir, why? Mishun da'avah hu da'avah revak she'ikru la'yacha yem ha'shuk, she'bichot shvu v'shvu yitin la'revak sh'aloi. You know that the Havah is going to extend even beyond the day of the Yom HaShuk. So Mamela, they limited, you only allowed to be Malva people who are allowed B'nai Yir. Menshenke Mechir, Shudava, Atali, Bizmana, Mechir, Lechud, then you're allowed, once you have this Heta to come be Yom HaShuk, you're allowed to sell it to anyone, even people who are B'nai Yir. That's the Shita Sasma. If you look in the Ber HaGoyla by the star, four lines from the bottom, the Ber HaGoyla argues. He says, "Amashma avoloy lebnei oisim bakum." Even when you have a heta to come in b'yom hashok, the heta is only who to the people who are alive lebnei oisim bakum, lelav bnei Yir. V'chein nira midivay arif v'arosh v'ateisa sham v'chein kasa v'abak b'shem agayis maimini v'shahachin nakdinon. And this is how we paskin. The Ber HaGoyla argues with this man, says that this heta to come in b'yom hashok is only to sell to the people who are alive bnei hashok, lav bnei Yir. How do you tell the difference? Ask him. Show me credentials. How do you tell the difference when you're selling alcohol? Are you 18 or not? I know. Show me. Show me your credentials. If you're living in the city, I'll be able to sell to you. If you're living in the city, I can't sell you. If you're living in not in the city, I could sell to you. That's what's going to come out. So it's a limited het only for people who are coming from outside. It means when the Gemara said, also me alma, so they could sell la alma, it's literal. You could only sell la alma. You only could sell people who are not from the city. Now, just let's take apart this Gemara a little bit. If you learn like the Ber HaGoyla's Trat in the Gemara, it's going to come out that you still need a heter of Yom HaShuk. Let's start even with the Sma. The Sma is saying a major chiddush. Yom HaShuk gives you a right to sell even to people who are B'nai Ya'ir. So now you understand why you need a major heter called Yom HaShuk. Without Yom HaShuk, you're not allowed to sell to people in my city. You're competing with me. You're a lav B'nai Ya'ir. You're not allowed to compete. But if the Baragoyle is saying that the only heter by a Yom HaShuk is to sell to people who are anyway lav B'nai Ya'ir, where the boys are lav B'nai Ya'ir, so why do you need the heter Yom HaShuk for? Without Yom HaShuk, I'm not competing with you. I'm only selling to people who are lav B'nai Ya'ir, which aren't your customers, aren't your gvul. So why can't I compete? Vaistois.
They're coming to the
Pit Ba'ir,
to the
Sultan. Excellent. Vaistois, that once they enter the city to buy, since they're entering the city to buy, they plan on buying from the city, I'm now allowed to step into the city and sell to these people, even though the buyers are lav B'nai Ya'ir. The only het is B'yayim HaShuk. When it's a lav B'yayim HaShuk, I have no right to do that. And the Rama, Yad Rama, the Shut Avnei Nezer, Simin Memhei, Choshe Mishpat says the same Hezbo, and that is Mamish this, is that Bishlam B'yayim HaShuk, why are people coming in to buy the Yom HaShuk? They're not coming in for your two dingly stores in from Lakewood. They're coming because they know there are 100 stores coming from outside. And it's mamish a gewaldic affair. And we could stay there for a long time. We have so much competition, choice, and whatever. It's gewaldic. So that's why they're coming. So who attracted this crowd? Who attracted these customers? It's everybody attracted. Even the people from Malabi, all the sellers of Labnei attracted these customers. So these customers are not miyaches themselves to the Bnei Ya'ir. They didn't come for the B'nai Ya'ir, they came for everybody. They came even for the Lav B'nai Ya'ir. So Mamela, Lav B'nai Ya'ir are allowed to sell to them. But if it's not a day of a fair, so why are these people coming in? They're coming in because they think that it's a good store here and they want to come into the city to buy. So if that's why they're coming in, so they came in for the sellers of the city. So I'm, who's not part of the city, I'm not allowed to sell to these people. I'm not allowed to talk to these customers, even if these cousins are not B'nai Ya'ir. Because these cousins came for B'nai Ya'ir. And the Yad Rama says, and that's also pshat, avolo yaksu ala psachim. Laitis ma, lo yaksu ala psachim could mean you're not allowed to go after the people of B'nai Ya'ir. You're only allowed to stay in the shuk. But laiti yarma, who says the het is only to sell to la B'nai Ya'ir. So, and that's only b'shuk. But avolo yaksu ala psachim means that even to la B'nai Ya'ir, I'm not allowed to sell outside the shuk, outside the marketplace. I can't go to people's hotels and try to target these foreigners, these visitors. I can't do that. Why not? So the Yad Rama, the same swara. Any foreigners coming in for the fair was going to go to the fair. They'll meet you at the fair. If they're not going to the fair, if they're staying local in the city, means they weren't coming for you. They weren't coming for the sellers of the fair. They were coming for the local stores of the city. So they belong to the city. They belong, their profit belongs to the city, so you have no right to target them.
So there should be no
incident of Marufia
then.
Marufia, no Marufia. These are new customers coming in, volume coming in.
Like the smell of Marshall says that you're allowed to come into the, that you're allowed to even do it to the B'nai Ya'ir. So there shouldn't be a Marufia there either. Because the buyers are all coming to the market to find a good deal.
If they're coming to the market, I have no problem. Like every Marufi, if the Marufi decides to come, if it will be such a case, they're going around. Why not? Yeah, 100%. I have no problem with that. Now look at the Piskei Tshuva, Sif Katan Yud. Four lines from the top, when he has this machloikis, that is the smah hold that the het is for even B'nai Ya'ir, and the Baragula and the Bach hold that's only for Lab B'nai Ya'ir, he says, Ef Shaloima, the Gama Bach who asked it to sell to B'nai Ya'ir, he understood the Yom HaShuk Hainu Stam Shuk Shu Yom HaKabeshvua. The Bach said a Chiddush Din that this Yom HaShuk doesn't need like the World's Fair once a year. It's a Yom HaShuk is once a week when you have a marketplace, Thursday, Friday, whatever it is, and attracts customers from outside, that's already considered Yom HaShuk. And on that, the Bach says, you're allowed to come into the Yom HaShuk, but now let us sell to people of Bnei Ya'ir, only to Lab Bnei Ya'ir. Avu B'shuk Godav, be Mamish Afir, Dainu B'yaridim, the Ruba de Ruba Game Alma, that Ruba de Ruba, the people are coming from outside the city, Gama Bach Moida, it's a suggestion, Gama Bach Moida, the Mutalimka Filu Bnei Oisambakam. O Makok Chicken, the Mutalimka Stama, the Ain Tarach Laka Alze, and who Bnei Oisa here alive. Go Shaila. You don't have to ask him for his credentials, are you Bnei here or not? Because if it's such a year that Ruba de Ruba are coming, Mayama, so the Mead of Bnei here are bottled, the Ruba de Ruba, they don't even count, it's insignificant. And once you have this, you have the head to even to target them as well. Okay, that's a suggestion that he made. But at least what you see from here is another heta. So far tonight we learned one heta was reichlim was selling besamim. Another heta on melamdi tenekis. A third heta is on the supplying level. The is only yad or yad, but the supplying level is not a problem. And now this is a fourth heta that if it's a yom hashuk, which is a fear that the customers are coming to the yom hashuk only because of the sellers that are also coming from outside the city, then these sellers are taka allowed to come in and sell. And it's maklek. Even allowed to sell to Bnei Ir because of the Yom HaShuk. Alright, Mi'at Hashem next week is Chanukah, so we're not going to have a share. We'll follow the following week, give it all for Chanukah. But you're going to see, Mi'at Hashem, there are going to be many more Atayim to this din of Asagas Vilna. Good to talk.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.